Welcome to the I Quit Podcast with Rachel B. Foy. Your host, Rachel B. Foy.
Guys, welcome back to the I Quit Podcast. I have my special guest here today. Tell him your name.
Natalie Bradley.
Hey, this is our special guest today. So I'm super excited to have her here today. So this season of the I Quit Podcast is all about inspiration and inspiring stories.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Mm. So you were one of the ones who was chosen to be interviewed on the podcast for that reason, because you have a very inspiring and inspirational story.
So honored.
She'd be so extra. Okay. So before we jump in with the questions, Natalie, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
So when you say tell them a little bit about myself, wow. Like, okay. I mean, what? There's so much to tell.
This is true.
Where do I start?
Let's start with, we don't have to go with when you were born.
Okay,
let's just start with,
not that far.
Okay. Let's go with your currently, like maybe you're
okay,
married to.
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So currently, my name is Natalie. I'm a Pisces. I like long walks. No, just
wow.
I'm a married mother of one little 9-year-old boy. I've been married to my husband Steven for almost 13 years.
Wow.
Currently I'm an entrepreneur, as well as I have a full-time career, which I also love. Mm-hmm. I'm currently serving as an operations manager for a state government contract that's been awarded to us by the state, where we help families, low-income families, pay for child care.
Wow.
So we all know how expensive child care can be.
Yes, we do.
So our program helps families and students pay for child care. In addition to that, about 3 years ago, I decided to become an entrepreneur.
Yes.
Crazy idea, but I just felt the need to put my degree to use. I have an MBA, and I said that I needed to put that degree to good use as far as building a business and a legacy for myself and my family.
Mm-hmm.
So I started with a small online eyewear boutique, and I just previously, about a week or so ago, celebrated my 3-year business anniversary.
Yes, she did. And we were there, the I Quit Podcast people. We were there.
The I Quit Movement.
We were in the building. Now, you guys can see why I chose to interview her. She's already given us a very short glimpse. A little snippet of who she is. And the part that I love the most is you decided 3 years ago to go into business and put your degree to use.
Correct.
Now tell us, why did you choose eyewear?
So I'm sure you probably heard many other people speak about when you start a business, or when you decide to become an entrepreneur, that it should be something that you're passionate about, something that you're directly attached to in some shape, form, or fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So when I decided that I wanted to become a business owner, I knew that I wanted it to be probably retail to do with fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked around my room and my car, and I said, I have about 60 pairs of sunglasses. So I'm like, if this is where I'm spending my money at, then maybe this is something that I should look into as far as starting a business.
Right.
And so I started researching from there, distributors, suppliers, wholesalers, manufacturers, just to see what the startup cost was.
Mm-hmm.
I started researching websites and web designers, and just starting to get the research done as far as, you know, what it would take to really get the business launched.
Mm-hmm. To get the business launched. Now, my question is to go along with that. So you decide that you wanted to go into business.
Mm-hmm.
You chose eyewear because that was something you were passionate about. But you kept working full time in your career.
I did.
Recent promotion, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what do you say to people who feel like, because you said that you love your full-time career mm-hmm. also.
Absolutely.
So what do you say to people who feel like they have not made it yet as an entrepreneur unless they've left their job?
Who told you that that's the modeled of success? Who told you? Where did you get that concept from?
Who told you that? She said, hashtag, who told you that?
Yes. Okay. Who told you that?
Told you that.
That's what that means. Right. And I'm really glad because now, you know, Black women entrepreneurs are on the rise. Mm-hmm. I think it's up like, you know, 300% or something like that in the last several years. It's just this crazy number of Black women entrepreneurs. And I'm glad to share a platform with other business owners who are also full, they have a full-time career and they love their career. They yes. love their so-called day job. Mm-hmm. Don't quit your day job, not because you're not doing well as an entrepreneur, but because right. you can do both. You just have to find that fine balance.
Okay, so she said a key word there is the find the balance. So when we come back, that's exactly what I want to talk about is the balance, because most people don't understand how you can have a full-time career and be thriving in it, have a business that is profitable, right. have a positive and a successful marriage, good parenting. Like, how are you able to keep all those things together and something not slip through the cracks? That's what people want to know. All right, so when we come back, we'll be right back. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Natalie is going to answer that question for us with 2103 Sunglass Suite.
Correct.
Okay, great. All right, we'll be back. Bye.
You are listening to the I Quit Podcast with Rachel B. Foy. Elite Hair Salon, grand opening. August 6th, 2019. Located at 111 I-45 South, Suite B, Huntsville, Texas. Wine, great hair services, such as extension installs, hair color, braiding, and so much more will be offered. Follow on Instagram, elite_hair_salon_LLC for updates and exciting news.
The things students say, like, you know, man, because of this book, I didn't commit suicide. Because of this book, I can now speak in public and come out of my shell. Because of this book, I'm not so worried about what other people say about me, you know, not looking for their validation. That's what touches me.
My favorite chapter was about not letting either your boss, boyfriend, girlfriend, mother, family, anybody get in your way of being successful in whatever it is you want to do.
To purchase Life Is Not Complicated, You Are, or the other 99 times, or to download the audio versions, please visit CarlosWallace.com.
Back with the I Quit Podcast, my guest today, Natalie Bradley with 2103 Sunglass Suite.
Get it right. Get it right.
Okay, so we left off talking about being able to balance. So how are you able to balance all of these pieces? A wonderful marriage, lovely parenting, full-time career where you are receiving promotions, and a profitable business. How do you do all that?
A lot of prayer, for one.
Prayer.
But for two, when we put that prayer in action and have faith that God is going to deliver, a good team.
A good team.
It's very important to have a good team. And mm-hmm. having you just mentioned, a good marriage, having a spouse that understands that he is married to someone who wants to serve purpose and multiple purposes in their life. Mm-hmm. And so that means that he's willing to be a team player and help mm-hmm. me achieve those goals and things like that. Relying on my parents to help me out with parenting.
Yeah.
I'm very blessed to still have both of my parents alive. My dad's retired, so, and he loves the fact that he is able to step in and help me with my son. So they're part of my team. My coworkers also know that they didn't for a year, but they do know now that I am an entrepreneur. I'm a business owner.
Yeah.
And so they help me out. And they're supportive. They can realize when I'm kind of running low on fuel, and they know that that they can give me an extra pick me up or things like that. My girlfriends, my seven sisters, being my prayer warriors, giving me that pep talk when I get a very negative text message at 8 a.m. because my day has started off and I've had to send a, as previously advised, email first thing in the morning, and I send them a text venting. They're there to turn things around, help me laugh, help me reset, tell me to take, relax, relate, release.
Yes.
And kind of move forward.
Do it all. Yeah.
And I think meditation also helps. Yes. Taking those moments of quietness and just remembering who I am and what God has put me here for, the purpose I believe that He wants me to fulfill, and taking those moments of meditation. And balance is always, I mean, it's not always perfect.
Like that.
You try to balance the majority of the times, but sometimes the scales do tip, you know, a little far to the left or far to the right. And you just need to, you do what you need to do to get back on track. So, but I will say the most important thing is having a good, team, a good tribe around you is what's gonna help you to balance all of those and be able to wear all those hats.
And to be productive and efficient in all of those areas.
Correct.
And so, like you said, the scales may tip at times where you may even feel, or we may feel as though we're running on fumes, like literally on fumes. And I think that's important for us to then take a step back and make sure that we have self-care.
Correct.
So tell us, what are some of your self-care strategies?
Ooh, self-care. I love to travel.
She needs so extra.
Well, I love to travel for one. I feel traveling is my reset. So some time ago, I tried to set a goal to travel at least once a quarter. So once every 3 to 4 months. It doesn't have to be international every time. Or
Not international.
Not international every time.
It can
time.
Be domestic.
It can be domestic travel. It can be a quick road trip to Houston or Dallas to even do something like go meet my suppliers. But while I'm there, I go meet with a old girlfriend who I haven't seen in a while. I sit down and chat and connect with her. Or a short road trip with my husband and my son. Or our next trip coming up, we're going to New Orleans in Florida. And that's the family trip that I take with my parents and my sibling, my brother. So I think that helps me to reset. And by putting that in, you know, in business, we always talk about quarters. Are we profiting for the quarter? And all that. So we kind of, you know, segment the business into quarters. So I think by, you know, making sure that I travel at least once a quarter or do some type of trip or fun event, that gives me balance because that's my reset. So in between those times when I'm not able to reset and I feel like I need to do self-care, just time alone. I like me. I really like me.
Me too. She really like her.
I do.
She really, really loves like herself.
And
she
some people think that there's something wrong when you really like yourself.
It's nothing wrong
nothing
with it, guys.
With
it's
that.
Nothing wrong
it's
with
okay.
it.
It's okay. That's self-love.
It is.
Because like RuPaul says, if you don't love yourself, but anywho, I really like being alone and by myself. So just days where the guys may go out and they're going out to, you know, hang out and fish or go to the arcade. And I'm just here alone with my music. My essential oils and diffuser. You know, just relaxing. That's self-care to me. Just being being okay with being with me. And then in addition to that, being with my sisters. Being with my seven sisters, because we laugh so much when we're together. And laughter really is good for the soul. So I feel like those things are what I consider self-care. I don't really do a lot of massages and all that different type of stuff. But traveling, you know,
she on top of that.
Just my alone time and then my girlfriend time. And actually, it's been scientifically proven
that
girl trips are good for women's health. I read this on, you can't read everything. You can't believe everything you read on social media. Right. But I'm going to believe this.
She going to believe this.
I'm going to believe this.
Hashtag facts.
Yes.
Our facts.
That it has been scientifically proven that girls.
By somebody, somewhere.
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 Probably a girlfriend who needs to get away.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
So, that's my. Now, the only other thing I want to do for self-care, and I told y'all about this, I want like a she shed, but like a whole, I think I call it a mother's mansion. Well, we have a little house.
We did
in the
talk
woods
about that. Yeah.
Just for the mothers to go to and escape when they need.
When you need the mental break.
Yes.
You need an emotional break. You can go deep in the woods. Well, the not that deep.
We're not going to go too deep.
Not too deep.
Yeah,
okay.
But we can go to the mother's mansion.
Yes. We call it the mother's mansion, mommy mansion. Now, there is nothing wrong with dreams and aspirations. We do not have this yet, but we are speaking it.
That's right.
We are speaking
it
this.
It sounds like another business to me.
Because
if we need a mother's mansion, don't you know it's mothers everywhere who needs a mother's mansion?
Don't say too much. Because
Don't y'all take my idea.
Don't take it, y'all.
Okay.
Now, we're going to take a break real quick and come back with Natalie Adams with 21. Natalie Adams Bradley.
13 years of Bradley.
Okay, listen, I've been knowing her for 20 years, and sometimes I forget.
Yeah, you forget.
Okay, all right. This is great. Okay, we're going to take a break, guys. We'll be right back with the I Quit Podcast with Rachel B. Foy.
2103 Sunglass Suite wants you to be shamelessly shady. 2103 offers a vast selection of trendy, durable, and fashionable eyewear. Visit our website now to view our new summer collection at 2103.com. Follow on Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat at 2103 Sunglasses.
Natalie has been here with us, giving us nuggets of wisdom. Mm. I love to say words of wisdom. And part of why, again, I said her story is so inspiring is because she's able to balance the act of life in all the aspects of it, from motherhood to being a partner in life with her husband, even with her family, and again, being successful and thriving at work. Now, I want to shift gears a little bit. Mm. She is probably, I would say, the ultimate fan of
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Beehive for life.
Oh, okay. So now I hope y'all understand she is not kidding over here. I mean, like, for real.
She over here looking.
For real. Mm-hmm. Like, for real. But the part that I do respect and absolutely love about Beyonce is her expansion, the business moves that she makes. So you too have expanded in your business from beyond eyeglasses to what additional expansions have you made with your business?
So in the beginning, I was pretty much strictly just eyewear. And then I would go to shows and customers would say, I love your selection, I love your inventory, but I wear prescription glasses. And so, you know, I really can't get these. And so then I looked into getting merchandise that could be fitted for prescriptions.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of expanded with that, making sure that I had a few pieces in there so that when they came up to the table with that excuse, I could be like, but wait, there's more. Then I had some people who became frequent customers, and so they were, or you know, they were buy from me repeatedly, but they also asked, you know, is there anything else that you sell or have or offer? So I started looking into accessories. So I started offering earrings, but not just your, you know, everyday hoops or things like that.
Right.
Very gaudy, extravagant earrings that you really don't see anyone else wearing.
Unique, stand out.
Yeah, it's very unique. And then I've recently dibble-dabbled with clothing. We're probably going to leave clothing where it is.
Probably.
Yeah.
Not going to be part.
Clothing is not going to be a part of it. But Just looking at the consumer demand, the customer demand, and making sure that when I'm doing vending at shows or on my website, when they're there, that there's something there that's eye-catching. You know, even if you don't like eyewear, when you come to my table, have, you know, there's other things there that you can purchase.
So what has been your biggest struggle with being an entrepreneur?
I will probably say my business with the eyewear primarily being sunglasses. It's a seasonal thing. And as you know, with any type of seasonal business, in your dry season, you got to try to make sure that you have the revenue there from your wet season or your good season.
Okay, hold up. Wait. It's dry and wet and parched and shady and stuff. Listen, for those people who do not have their MBA, just give it to me regular.
When the money ain't coming in.
Okay.
When the money is not coming in.
That's your dry season.
How am I still paying for my expenses?
Okay.
So during January, when it's just cloudy every day, and we're praying for sunshine, the people, vitamin D is low. We're trying to do our best to make it to spring.
Yes.
And no one is buying sunglasses because there ain't no sun.
No, there's no sun.
Yes. Like, what are you, you know, what am I doing? And that's kind of been the struggle, making sure that I have that balance during those the dry season to where I can keep my business afloat.
Right, right. And so part of your expansion, for example, your you have handbags now.
Correct.
And you even have the
fanny packs or waist packs or shoulder bags.
She has all of those. I didn't know those were coming back, but lots of people wear them little things around their waist and stuff.
That's correct.
They're real cute. Yeah. So when you get in the dry season, she had to think outside the box and find other ways to make sure that she was going to be able to keep the business afloat, but then also that attributed to being able to expand. Yes. Okay. Very good. And listening to her customers, listening to the customers, not just saying, that's good, and then continuing with business as usual.
Right.
And researching. She did a little research. Okay. So, before we wrap everything,
are we already done?
She likes to talk.
Okay.
But remember, we have a part two.
Oh yes.
Yes, we do. So this season, you guys are they are in for a treat because we have part two. But before we wrap up this part, what would you say you had to quit to be able to elevate to your next level?
I think I touched on this maybe a little bit when we did our Seven Sisters podcast and interview. I had to quit conforming to other people's ideas of what success looks like. Breaking out of that box. You know, we all had, you know, when I think about us, we think about, oh, by 25, I want to be able to have finished school. By 30, I want to be married and have kids. And we just had all of these preconceived notions about what our lives should look like.
Right.
And when we weren't reaching those goals by those certain ages and points in our life, then it made us feel some type of way. And the whole time, we're going off of somebody else's perception of what success looks like.
Right.
So I quit conforming to those preconceived notions about what life in general was supposed to look like. And I just did me. You know, I did what worked for me. The degree that you obtain at the age of 21 is the same degree that someone else may obtain at the age of 41.
Right.
It's the same degree. You got those same letters. You're going to be able to accomplish the same things in life. So if you, I think just quitting, you know, living by other people's standards as far as what my life should look like and when I should reach certain goals in life.
And so what advice would you give to, I like to say, like, to your younger self, but even more so to our, you know, to our kids that are coming up, to the younger generation? Like, what advice would you give to them to be able to find some of the same balance, to break out of the conformity? What advice would you give to them?
Do you, but always be productive. So do you, but always be productive. And what I mean by that is if you don't want to go to college because you want to be an entrepreneur, do you, but be productive. If that means getting a job in retail while you're working on your business or doing something like that, if you want rather do a vocational program, which is very much needed now.
Absolutely.
Because so many people have been pulled away, if it's doing a vocational program rather than going to a university, then do you, but be productive. You know, work on a plan of what you're going to do once you leave that place. Whatever you want to do, do you. As long as you're happy and you're healthy, you're not harming anybody else. Cause don't do you if it's you're gonna be robbing me. We're not gonna do that.
Don't do you if you're robbing me.
We're not gonna
do
that.
No,
but just do you and be productive.
Yes.
And set your goals and realize that if you don't reach them immediately, you know, there's no such thing as overnight success. It takes people. It takes, you know, people many, many years to get that overnight success that we hear about. Don't conform to anyone else's preconceived notions about what your life should look like. And most importantly, pray for purpose. When you pray for anything, if you know, pray for purpose. And I feel like when you fulfill your purpose, you're automatically going to be successful. Yeah, just by feeling your purpose.
Well, guys, we're going to cut it off here, and you're going to have to wait until part two to hear the remainder of this in-depth interview with
in-depth
with Natalie Bradley. She's been able to give us so many nuggets of information, just really great strategies to be able to use, and especially in entrepreneurship. So in entrepreneurship and how to balance the different pieces of life. So last but not least, Natalie, what do you want to say to the people before we go? To the audience of the I Quit podcast and the I Quit movement.
Well, first I would like to say to y'all, go to www.20, that's spelled out, 2103.com. That's what I want to tell y'all. I want to tell y'all to go to www.2103, and I want y'all to browse and look around and see if you can find you some eyewear. And if you don't wear eyewear, I want you to see if you can find some earrings. And if you don't wear earrings, I want you to see if you can find a handbag.
This is what they teach them when they go to get their MBA.
Everybody, I mean, come on, find
you put
something.
It in.
And you can use a coupon code LOYAL103, and we'll give you a few percents off of your purchase there. All right, that's what I want to tell the people. I love them, but I want them to go to www.2103.com. You hear me, people?
And this is what you do. You do not let the opportunity pass without plugging it in your business.
Right.
Plug it in your business. She gave you lots of nuggets. Now she needs you to go to her website.
That's right.
www.2103.com.
Facebook and Instagram.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. There's nothing else to say. Thanks, guys, for staying with us with the I Quit podcast. And make sure you keep your ears and eyes open for part two.
Ooh, part two gonna be good.
It's gonna be real
good.
You're gonna be glad you called it.
Yes.
Don't tell the people everything.
Sorry.
We have to have anticipation.
It's just gonna be good, y'all.
Okay, it's gonna be great. Don't miss it.
All right,
that's enough.
Okay.
All right, guys, we are out of here. Thank you so much for being a part of the I Quit podcast. Until next time, tell them now. Do not tell them your website.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, guys.
For more information on Rachel B. Foy, please visit www.rachelbfoy.com.